Hello everyone, I wanted to leave a new podcast as we're entering the Christmas season and the New Year's approaching. I wanted to first of all thank everyone who has supported me this year and supported the projects that I feel so passionately about, including The Tribe, which we celebrated, I'm told, 9,000 followers today, which is incredible, and also Red Carpet Green Dress. You know, we're gearing up for another season at the Oscars and everyone's so excited about that and just making it the biggest year yet. You know, we always want to grow and outdo ourselves. I wanted to leave a message because this year's definitely not been the year that I started hoping for, but I think in many ways it's been the year that I needed to have. I think for most people, when you start a new year, you have all of these hopes and ideas and visions for the year. And then for me, as soon as it got to March, I got ill. A friend of mine got a virus called whooping cough. I think it's a virus. And she came to one of my events and she gave it to me. And so I travelled and I just got progressively sicker and I didn't know what was wrong. I was just coughing until I couldn't breathe and my eyes were watering. And then I was, you know, coughing till I was sick. And anyway, it was pretty rough. And when I was in America, they gave me some medication for it. And needless to say, the medication just caused all of these other reactions. And so that set off a whole spiral of things. And so I had to spend a lot of the year quite isolated and just recovering from that. And it was really a low point, and I definitely felt quite down about it. And then I thought I was recovering from that. So got a personal trainer, started to feel strong again, and then I've got sick again. And so for me, what's been great about this year, in a way, even though the year's been so difficult, is it's forced me to perhaps do things I wouldn't have normally done, because I've spent so much of this year in bed. I've done so much writing and I've done a lot of thought and had a lot of time to think and reflect on where I put my energy and who I put my energy in. And I think what's really great when you get a bit ill is you really do see who comes forward for you. So in that way, it's been a great thing. But in another way, it's been frustrating because it means that a lot of the projects that I feel quite passionately about and some of the things I was working on very excitedly early on in the year, I feel like I've dropped a few plates with them and disappointed a few people. Just because I haven't been able to keep up with it, with not feeling 100% and trying to put my health in front of everything else. So I wanted to record this for everyone who's been following me to say thank you for encouraging and for the support this year. I feel like I haven't had the year that I really wanted to have, but it showed me that even the smaller things that happen throughout the year are causes to celebrate. And actually, there is no big year. I mean, you can have a year where massive life changes happen, but ultimately, every year that we're here is a big year, you know? So instead of waiting for the big landmark moments, you have to focus on celebrating the smaller things, because that's part of life as well. And also just to apologise to anyone or anyone that I was hoping to work with or have had to have dropped a plate with, or, you know, not been able to be as responsive as I would like. It's only been because of the battles I've been having this year, and I'm really going to emerge the other side of this year feeling so much stronger. But thank you for your patience, and I'm sorry if you've been frustrated with me. But going into 2018, it's about refinement. It's about having the energy that I need to have to just move ahead. And it's about continuing to try and put out positive stuff and positive movements as much as I can. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys and say thank you. And I hope that you all have an amazing Christmas. I hope that you have a great kind of festive time and with your family and friends or whatever you're doing, if you're going to be on your own, whatever it is, I hope you enjoy it. Appreciate the fact that you're still here. And I hope that your 2017, 2018 celebrations are great and super positive so that we can all have an amazing 2018. Thank you. Bye.